Good morning, everyone. It's Monday morning, the 19th. And there's a song in the Primitive Baptist hymnal. It's called Fear Not, Little Flock. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, fear not. For God is on his throne. Fear not, little flock. Fear not, for he will take you home. This morning we're going to be looking at the 91st Psalm, and I'm going to have Mark read it for us. I'm just going to make some comments about it. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Well, the only way we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High is if we've been chosen in Him from the foundation of the world. The only way we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High is if we were foreknown and chosen by God. The only way we can dwell in the secret place of the Most High is if we've been predestinated into adoption. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Again, if we have the faith of Christ, we will find ourselves placing our trust in Him. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Have you ever been a victim to noisome pestilence? I know I have. When God quiets all the opposing voices, it gives us comfort. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. We see how that the bird will take their little chickadees and cover them with their feathers. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You know, I've never lived in a time of actual war, when war was around me, when planes were flying overhead and people were concerned about bombs dropping on them. We've never experienced that in our lifetime. But there have been many people in third world countries that have been exposed to that. And here it says, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. I'm sure those people in the Ukraine can tell stories of absolute terror. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. That's speaking of eternal death. We've been given eternal life, and there's no one that can pluck us out of His hands. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. You know, there's a good representation of the protection that we have of angels. He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. We have the protection of angels in our lives today. I've heard some people say that angels no longer exist or whatever. That is not true. Angels are ministering spirits sent to us. They shall bear thee up, speaking of angels, they shall bear thee up lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Angels are sent for our protection. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, and the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. And all of this has happened because he has set his love upon thee, upon me. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Well, this is a great psalm of comfort and protection for us. I'm going to turn this over to Mark and have him read this. And as he reads it, just think about the protection that we have from God Almighty and the protection of his angels.
He that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from noise and pestilence. Shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Thousands shall fall at thy side, 10,000 thy right hand, but shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. Shall evil fall thee, or shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling? For he gave his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion, or the young lion, the lion and dragon, and shall put sugar on their feet. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show my salvation.
Thank you, Mark. It's a great psalm of protection for his people. May the good Lord be with you today.